If you were sick here, you'd say, I am sick.
Why, yes.
You'd say what? I'm sick.
I'm sick.
No, right here, I mean.
Oh, my stomach hurts, something like that.
Uh-huh. Would you say, I'm sick
mm-hmm.
at
my
or
stomach.
In? Did you ever have people when a young man and woman would get married, a lot of his friends would have a big old noisy celebration sometime after the marriage where they try to embarrass the bride and the bridegroom?
Yeah.
What would you call that kind of a celebration?
I don't know. When I'm ready, they just throw a little cone on me, come down to our field, got ears of cone, and shell a grain. After I'm ready, ooh-wee, my house is just full. I didn't invite none of them. But they sure did give me a lemon cone instead of throwing rice on me. They threw a cone on me.
Did you ever hear of anybody giving a shivery?
No.
Or something? That's, if you were gonna, what would people call a spook that frightened children?
What would we call them?
Yeah, what would you say? You better behave or somebody will get you. You better behave or what would
Start
you?
Start a scam with somebody or something.
Who would be somebody you might just playing with a little child and say, you better behave or who will get you?
I don't know what
they'd
get him. I told
him
that.
What would you say? Booger man or the bat? Something like that?
Yeah.
What would you say?
So the booger man will get you if you don't behave yourself.
And you said you'd say what to a person who came in your house on Christmas?
Hope them a Merry Christmas or something
okay.
like that.
Would you ever say Christmas gift?
Sometimes if I knew they had anything, if I knew they didn't have them, well, I wouldn't say no Christmas gift.
If you had to, old people used to use another word for carry.
I have to carry this. I have to care about it. You didn't have no education way back then.
And what did they say?
I told you what they'd say. I have to care this.
Oh. Would they ever say tote it or something like
that? Why, Lord, yeah. That's all they knew.
How do you say that?
You have to touch it and such a thing. You can't care about toting.
What do you call a little animal that has a hard shell on its back and he lives in the water?
On mud tackle? Terrapin don't stay in water. They stay on dry land, a terrapin do. Mud tackle stay in water, in mud.
Do you know what a cooter is?
Cooter?
Uh-huh.
No, sir.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Intestines. You call them chitlins.
Do you have a name for a little flat-bottomed boat that somebody might,
No, sir.
Okay, not people around here don't have boats much,
mm-hmm.
too. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Calling the cover. Pillowcases.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you were wearing, beads around your neck, or if somebody else was wearing beads around their neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty,
lock it around your neck, a string of beads.
Uh-huh. Let's see. If,